Hey folks, Phil Williams here. I want to remind you that Inspire Advisors is one of our sponsors and they are doing amazing work. Look, I know this audience. You're the kind of folks who believe in standing up for your principles. You're good stewards of your resources. But what if the companies you were investing in don't reflect your values at all? Well, that's why you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Because Inspire Advisors, they are experts in the field of biblically responsible investing. They can help you grow your bottom line while also be proud of what companies you're investing in. Inspire Advisors, check them out. Their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. So we've covered many things today. Started with an amazing montage by JP.
Well, thank you.
I'm just saying, Epstein and the Dems, and then grant funding, NGO, etc. And then we landed on a topic that would be communism. And we've gone through some of the communist priorities. There were 45 written by a man who, if you want to look him up, Cleon Skousen. Thanks, Brad from Crimestone County. If you want to look that up and order the book, I can tell you that a friend of ours named Jace Carnes recommended that I read this book. Goodness, it's been 5 or 6 years ago. And I'd like to share it, but I can't because I have so many notes in the book. It was so enlightening. Y'all probably knew about all of this before, but if you're looking for a great read that is very simply laid out and explained the history of how we got where we are, fascinating read. Fascinating. I highly recommend. 10 out of 10. So, Allison, do we have any other texts we want to read, or do we want to jump into the toxic masculinity and you men being scolded by a certain AOC?
Well, the latest text was just Jenkins from Sneed saying his favorite pizza is chicken Alfredo pizza.
Oh, okay. Where's the chicken Alfredo pizza from?
That's up there with chicken bacon ranch.
You're just a hater. You're not. You don't love the game of eating like I do.
I do love. I don't miss a meal, but a pizza. Like I need red sauce and cheese and maybe some onions and mushrooms.
So you're a
supreme.
Purist.
Yeah, pizza purist.
Yeah. We don't veer from what is traditional.
That's fair.
We conserve. We're conservative. That's pizza. Yeah.
Maybe I should be more conservative.
Yes. Can you pull it together? You're teetering on the libtard.
Have you been near the shop near me?
The shop?
The pizza shop near me. It's near the Starbucks.
You can't say the name?
Well, I guess I can. Capella.
Oh, never been there.
Oh.
It's good?
It will remind you of where we've been. It's legit.
Oh.
Legit.
It's Italian.
They even sell gelato.
Oh.
Good gelato.
I mean, it's been in business a long time.
I think I should stop by and get some on the way home. Gelato. Anywho.
Anywho. Well, it's funny y'all are bringing up masculinity. Because I came across, do y'all know who Chris Williamson is?
Mm-mm.
He has a podcast.
I think I do.
Very, very, very famous podcast. But I bookmarked a clip that I saw today that was talking about he's with a psychologist, actually what women want in men. I was curious to get y'all's thoughts on it too.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm guessing it's not what AOC is proposing.
Yeah. Like a man that talks about his feelings and cries and has no backbone, soft, squishy.
The skinny jeans and
the hippie
lattes.
The hippie latte. The white guys for Harris. Those.
Yeah.
Those types.
I don't think God designed us to go after that type.
I mean, I wouldn't know, but
make an argument for that. And have y'all heard about how when women are on birth control and then they come off, they're attracted to totally different men?
I did not know that, no.
Yes. Uh-huh. Like all of a sudden they're attracted to like manly men again. I'm serious.
That's funny.
Read the study. It's a whole thing.
I'm for real.
That's crazy.
Anyway, so AOC, but can you play that again or is it not?
I can pull up, give me just 1 second. I can pull it up and get it ready.
Just her lecturing on toxic masculinity, how young men are being manipulated into being masculine. And that's not a good thing. Like of all the people we want to hear from her on this subject. I just
feel so sorry for her fiance or boyfriend. I mean, she must run that place.
Oh,
I got the video if y'all want to play it.
Yeah, if you don't mind, that'd be great.
And they are able to radicalize and target and exploit a generation of young boys, in particular, away from healthy masculinity and into an insecure masculinity that requires the domination of others who are poorer, browner, darker, or a different gender than them. And that is why they are resonating online, because they are appealing to the most basest and worst parts of human nature to divide.
Is she talking about Nick Fuentes, or what is...
She's just talking about the GOP in general, that the Republican Party is trying to manipulate young men to toxic masculinity, and then they hate brown people, and they hate everybody that's not a white male, pretty much.
So what do you think her definition of healthy masculinity is?
Healthy masculinity is being accepting to everybody, not telling anybody something that they don't want to hear. Everybody's truth can be their truth. Feminism is good, and women should, you know, women aren't entitled to, or women shouldn't feel the need to reproduce or traditional marriage. Women can, you know, have abortions whenever they want, and it's not a man's place to tell them when to do that. Pretty much just the typical Democratic Party line of women can do whatever they want, and even if it's evil, and it's not a man's place to tell a woman anything, essentially.
How's that going for us as a culture?
Not great, if you ask me.
Kind of on the track to doom.
Yes, we are. A doom is the ride on the way to the dumpster fire.
Yeah.
So
let's look back at... just historically, before all this nonsense, what were men like? Let's look back, if we're believers and that's our worldview. Biblically, what did men look like? How did they act? What was their role? I'm asking.
And we were thriving as a country.
Well, no, I'm thinking going back even further, like what before this...
Like even biblical.
Biblical.
So protector, warriors, providers.
Yeah.
They were the keepers of the... I mean, women, obviously, keepers of the home, but they were fierce. They were swarthy. You didn't mess around with the men of old. Everybody knew their role, and there wasn't envy or jealousy for women back then, it doesn't seem, from what I've read, to usurp a man's role. You go do your thing, I'll do mine. There was a symbiosis that we don't have now. But if you look way back then, I think the men were swarthy and they were warriors. And when you watch movies like Gladiator and you think of things like strength and honor, that's what they represented. Now, it doesn't mean hideous things didn't happen. Hideous things have always happened. But that's in my mind, thinking through.
JP, do you have anything?
I mean, men were the ones that, I mean, look at like Samson, look at David, look at even like Saul, even though Saul was, you know, seen as not the greatest character in the Bible, to say the least. But the men, and I'm just using the Bible, you know, as an example, but the men in biblical times were the ones that were used by God to go and physically accomplish and do hard things and adventure. And I think it's been twisted that that's toxic, because it's somehow, you know, belittles women, and that women can't go and, you know, fight in the military. And it, whenever we flip the roles of, you know, the stay at home dads that are the hipster type, you know, the latte drinking type, then they don't have anything to work for. They don't have any adventure. And but also on the women's side of things, it takes away the most beautiful thing a woman can do, which is to raise a family. And I'm not saying that's the only thing women are for, but that's, dare I say, the greatest thing a woman, and you know, has, is to raise a family. And I think if you look back, and like you said, in biblical times, the roles were pretty much exactly reversed than what like AOC is trying to you know, say healthy masculinity is. I think then you go down the road of, why are they doing that? Why are they trying to flip the roles? And I think it's just degrades society even more, because then you have abortions and birth rates declining, and it's just a whole mess. But it all leads from making men soft and not what men should be, which is, you know, protectors, providers, strong leaders. And when we don't have strong leaders, strong men in America, then that's when the sit back. And it's kind of a great segue into the next topic. That's when men, strong Christian men in particular, just sit back and let the world and America go to you know, crap, because they're afraid to speak up, because then they're a toxic masculine, you know, man. The greatest threat to America is white men. They get shamed and they get belittled to just sit back and be quiet. And that's where we lead to where we are now.
If we go back to if God did create male and female, mm-hmm. He is the creator. That's my belief. Then maybe we can look at the earliest examples that we have as our guide of what is God's best. And I can guarantee you that AOC's version is not God's best. And like you said, I think it is why America is falling right now. Because these men have been shamed into submission, and it's disgusting. And it's us. It's the women who have gotten out of line, which it was the women who got out of line in the garden, too. That woman. That lady. She done did it.
Eve.
But we are still reaping the destruction of what happened. But it's a good discussion. What it's doing, though, is breeding a stronger monster on the other side, to where you do end up with the Nick Fuenteses, and maybe you go too far, you swing the pendulum too far, the Andrew Tates and all that mm-hmm, of the world.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thought.
Yeah. But I do want to hear, can we listen to the Frank Turek one again about the church mm-hmm. when we come back?
Okay, that's perfect.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Right Side Radio.